Well, welcome back to our Montenegro special. Whanau, I'm Matt Tukaki, standing in for Moiawa, who's ill. But celebrating Matariki is what we're doing here at the radio station. And joining me on the line is former National MP, Hapu Iwi leader, Joe Hayes. Welcome, Joe.
Kia ora, Machi. How are you?
Oh, very good. Not dead yet. Although I would argue, Joe, that there are probably some people in our country that wish I was in the hole somewhere and the concrete truck backed up and tipped it in just so I couldn't get out. And can I ask you, what are you up to these days?
I'm doing a lot of work with the Marsden District Council for our iwi, for Rangitane.
Yep.
I'm the co-chair of our ringanga in Wairarapa, Rangitane or Wairarapa Incorporated, and getting lots and lots of mahi done that way. Things are getting really flat out, especially with all this water stuff coming on our horizon.
Well, it's a beautiful spot there in the Wairarapa. I used to go over there quite a bit, actually, because we lived in Akatarawa, just below the Rimutaka Range.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah, lovely place. It's all lovely. Hey, Matariki. Otherwise, I'll get sidetracked like I normally do. Matariki, yes. What does Matariki mean to you, Joe?
Well, for this day, about new beginnings, really, really, truly new beginnings for our iwi and whānau. We've got heaps of stuff coming on line. You know, the discussions around this water entity of what it's going to look like. These discussions around the combined district plan, which I'm also on. I was actually helped pull that plan together. So it was the three district councils and the regional council as we're part and parcel of developing a one combined district plan for the next 10 years. So, you know, we've got lots and lots of stuff, lots of making sure that we've got iwi voice all through those documents and also through everything at the council. It's been, I guess, the year has been one where we fought for our representational rights on some of these organisations, and we've made breakthroughs. And so, you know, it's just about keeping on. But yeah, I think Matariki will signal for me new beginnings in that side of it, and new beginnings with our family as well on the farm here. So yeah, it's exciting.
It is exciting. Hey, can I ask you another question, if you don't mind? How do you and your whānau celebrate Matariki?
We do absolutely nothing.
Good on you. Right answer.
Yeah, going to events or helping with events in Matariki is really, I look at it as our day off. So that's what we're going to be doing. Even our organisation, Rangitane or Wairarapa, where all our staff have the day off and just chill with their whānau.
So with that in mind, you see, I'm a bit of a food doyon sort of person. I mean, mind you, I should stop eating so much food. But anyway, one of the great benefits of having the day off and a public holiday is most public holidays is about, well, we all gather to share kai. Is there a favourite kai of yours that you would like to partake on Matariki?
Well,
by the way, it can be matched with a red or a white if you want it to be.
Well, our favourite kai is grows in a place that's so far away that we have to wait for it to be packaged up and put into our supermarket because I've lost my contact to be able to get it. But
it's not the Chathams, is it?
No, it's the Bluff Oyster.
Oh, and, close enough.
Well, yes, it was close enough. I can't eat, if it was in the Chathams, it would have been our crayfish. I can't eat crayfish. I don't know, it's too rich. I get crook with it. So because I can eat a little bit of the oyster, that's our favourite kai. And as I said, it's so far away, we have to wait. Lost my contact down there.
See, I'm so bad, Joe. I'm like you. I can't eat crayfish, but I do. But that's okay because they have the antihistamine tablets right next door to me. And prawns.
Like
anything shellfish I cannot eat, but it doesn't stop me. Hey, Joe Hayes, and how's life after politics? Are you enjoying it more now that the big house doesn't beckon so often?
I kind of am. People said to